This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a home visit progress note on Laurel Hammond, H-A-M-M-O-N-E, Lauren, or Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L. Date seen was March 17, 2022. This is a late dictation. I dictated April 12th. New paragraph, and the place was Bella Vita, assisted living. New paragraph, Mrs. Hammond, the scene regarding wound in the left buttock, period. It was stage 3 and measured 2 centimeters by 2 centimeters, period. It's not clearly infected. It's fairly clean, but needs wound care, period. There's some degree of pain there, period. Otherwise, Ms. Hammond's doing reasonably well, period. She has cervical dystonia and has some neck pain, but that's controlled, period. She does use Norco and needs a refill, period. She has hypertension, but that's well controlled with her current management, period. There's no headache or any cardiac symptoms, period. She is being treated for hypothyroidism, but there's no specific thyroid symptoms, period. She has osteoarthritis of both shoulders, period. However, this pain is controlled, period. The Norco should control the shoulder and the neck pain, period. She actually had an extensive surgery done last year because of cervical dystonia, period. It may have been related to Botox, period. A paragraph. She has a mild degree of dysphagia, but she seems to be eating fairly well at the present time and following the general diet, period. He has a peripheral neuropathy also, period. Paragraph review system, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye, no new complaints, ENT, no earache or sore throat, she has slightly decreased hearing, respiratory, no dyspnea, cough or sputum, no rash, no chest pain, no palpitations, GI, no abdominal pain, mild constipation, GU, no dysuria or hematuria, endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia, no specific hypothyroid symptoms, no hypoglycemic symptoms. Skin no rash or itch. New paragraph. Past issues caused by osteoarthritis, especially the shoulders, and also has pain in the neck. She has had pulmonary embolism, cervical dystonia resulting in surgery, or fringe of dysphagia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, peripheral neuropathy, essential hypertension, hypothyroidism, anxiety, hypercholesterolemia. New paragraph, family history, her mother died of heart problems, period. It's not clear what her father had. New paragraph, examination, she's not completely distressed or ill, blood pressure 118 over 74.